This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, Einstein's Bigger Deal. The University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. From special relativity's time travel to the famous E equals MC squared, we're all aware of Albert Einstein's achievements. Yet there's one achievement most people haven't heard of. Einstein himself called it very revolutionary, and one historian calls it the miraculous argument. To appreciate the miracle, we need to step back two centuries to the work of Sir Isaac Newton. Newton's most famous treatise was the Principia, which tackled gravity and motion. But he also wrote Optics, a highly regarded treatise on the nature of light. In it, Newton describes his many scientific experiments with light. But Optics contains one rather bold assertion that Newton really didn't have adequate evidence to support, that light was made of particles. Newton was held with such high esteem that his particle theory of light became widely accepted for more than a century. But in 1803, standing before the Royal Society of London, Thomas Young performed an experiment showing light was a wave. It was a terrific experiment, leading to a careful re-examination of light's true nature. Over the following century, evidence continued to mount in favor of light being a wave. By the time of Einstein, things were pretty well settled. Newton was wrong. Light was a wave. Or was it? One particular experiment was causing trouble for the wave theory of light. When light was shown on certain metal plates, electrons jumped off, but only when the light was above a threshold frequency. At low frequencies, nothing happened. Wave theory, with its smooth transmission of energy, predicted all frequencies should cause electrons to jump, though some frequencies would take longer than others. Scientists were at a loss, and this is where Einstein stepped in with the miraculous argument, an argument that led him to conclude the unthinkable. Light traveled in packets. Only the packets associated with high-frequency light carried enough energy to dislodge the electrons. Einstein had brought Newton's idea full circle, suggesting once again that light was a particle. So, which is it? Both waves and particles carry energy, but apart from that, they're entirely different beasts. The rhythmic motion you feel floating in the ocean isn't anything like the pain you feel when hit with a rock. We need to pick our poison. Yet we don't. Scientists get around the enigma by allowing that light sometimes behaves like a wave and sometimes like a particle. If that sounds like double talk, it is. But then again, what choice do we have given the experimental evidence? Wave-particle duality is just one of many conundrums posed by quantum theory, conundrums that leave scientists' heads swimming. Rather than fret the philosophical implications, many turn to a well-known pragmatic interpretation that preserves their sanity. Just shut up and calculate. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.